So now I want to share with us very, very briefly. Then, I want to see the practical demonstration of what the anointing of God can do. The anointing of God has no limit. He has no restriction. What man cannot do, anointing of God will do it. I want to share with us tonight about the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day, which is today, the day we have, the last day, the day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day that his body shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. There is no amen in your body that the anointing of God will not destroy tonight. I want you to pay very close attention. I was once a sickler in my life. Yeah. There are things that we need to share with people as an experience, that we are not just talking. I said the last meeting, I said, your experience with God will determine your expression of Him. No one can express God without first being experienced of Him. In my university days, I was struck with pie. It lasted for 6 good years. And the thing was so tough that it always became chronic when the exam is near. I will not be able to sit down to read. But one day, the anointing terminated it. You see, we use different means today to live in hell. But the best way to live in hell is to cooperate with the anointing. The best way. The best way. Anointing of God does not manage sickness. He destroys it. He doesn't manage it. He hits it, he clears it up. You know, yesterday I was touching one brother here where we went, if you remember. Some years ago he came. He said, "Sir, this growth, this growth is ashy." And I asked him yesterday when I remember, I said, "That growth didn't grow again." He said, "Sir, no, since that day." And he says, "Since that day." He says, "Since that day." When he came, he says, "Sir, say this thing." And I said, "Look, do you truly believe? What I did to him that day, I never prayed. I only breathed on him. And that was the end of that growth." Please, I want you to release yourself to this anointing tonight. Even though if the sickness, they have told you that it's incurable, and you are even ashamed to share with any person, the anointing of God will locate that sickness tonight. And tonight will be the end of it. Some years ago, a young man came and met him in the office that day. He said, "Sir, he has his SS. SS. I don't know what they call SS. I don't know because I don't know. It's not in the dictionary of the Bible. I don't believe in it. SS, AA, AS, AF, AE, AW. It's not there. All I know in the language of God is that you are well. It is well with you. That's what I don't. So they pray. That day, the young man came later and gave testimony. I went and did the test. SS turned to AE. That same God is still alive. Do you remember? The guy went for service. I don't know where he was. But Jesus came here too. So we have a lot. But I want to tell you something. Something must happen to you tonight. I say something great will happen to you. Something wonderful will happen to you. Something marvelous will happen to you. Something unique will happen to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Listen to me. The anointing of God is so powerful. You can't describe it enough, but it's working. A night came, I was just sleeping, and a voice came that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Himself took my infirmity and bear my..." That was the hand of fire. And when I was directed by God to come to this man, I came. The thing resurfaced. And I told him face to face, "I'm not going to pray about you. You will disappear. Because when your body becomes hot, the thing will go." I want to just introduce you to the way to hotness. To the way to hotness. To the way. How many of you believe the word of God? We have been enjoying the fire for the past how many days now? And we'll continue to enjoy it. And how many of you believe that? I'm saying it jokingly because I know the fire is already here. Have you read about the account of Moses before? In Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. And Moses was 120 years old. His eyes was not dim. Nor his natural force abated. I keep asking for years. What could make this man at the age of 120 his eyes clear and is as strong as anything? It was because of the anointing. Anointing was so much upon his life that no sickness could stand there. That's what I want to introduce you tonight. It's a substance that when they land upon any life, you tell the devil face to face whom you are. And I say again, prayer is not asking God to do something. Prayer is simply a very, it's a divine invitation. God called you, introduced you, invited you into the boardroom. Where you share ideas with you. That's what prayer is all about. In the boardroom of God, God will tell you that healing belongs to you. They say delivery of what belongs to you. And Philip, he said, "But in this boardroom, you have been delivered." "Okay, my loved one, half issue is okay. Command that issue to go." That's what happened in the place of prayer. I want to read the account of Moses for you before we start praying. Few words, then we see the demonstration. You see, the sister say pain come when they were dancing. The thing go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever is called sickness and disease will not have place in your body anymore. Just agree with God tonight. Everyone under this unction tonight, you will go back home rejoicing. And I began to ask, what is the secret of Brother Moses? He's a man that always loved the presence of God. I have three passages to read. Exodus chapter 20, verse 21. The people stood afar off. The people stood afar off.
And the people, the entire congregation of the children of Israel, they stood afar off. And Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was.
Ah!
Others say we can't press others. I say, no, I must press him more. No wonder. At 120, his eyes was not dim. Everything called dimness of eyes in your eyes. Now, I declare them terminated. I've told him. And I'm still telling him again. We must pray to God to the point that every faculty of our being must reflect God. I have no business with anything. I have no business. You see, listen, I need business. We are on a journey. It's an adventure. If any time I call him now, we're asking how many hours to spend now. Because this journey is a journey of no retreat, no surrender. And the people stood afar off. And Moses drew near into the thick darkness where God was. See? Under the old covenant. Exodus chapter 34, verse 28 and 29. Who wants to pray? Whatever is that challenge tonight, all you need to do, let the anointing of God destroy it. You see, this pretending matter is so dangerous. Many things will be burning them underneath. They say nothing is happening. And you are in trouble. No. Whatever secret sickness that you are afraid of sharing with anyone, in every faculty of your being, now, let the anointing of God destroy them now. Something happened to this man. In Exodus 34, verse 28 and 29. I have no business with anything. Because there is nowhere that fire burns that they will not see the impact. Wherever you go from now, they will see the positive impact of your life, of your experience, of your manifestation in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are here. 2000, was it 2020? What happened to this guy? Everybody, they say, look. But you know, there are things you cannot share. I know I will introduce you to someone now. Anything you don't like to share, you don't want to tell, I will tell you whom to tell. Because at that point, everyone knew that they were just looking. If this girl died, what would be our testimony? But none of them could tell me, sir. You have some doctor friend. Why can't you call them? Because I will have asked them, where is he reaching? Just show me where he's reaching, I will agree. Now, the mother also was disturbed. And I said, look, if this girl dies, God will raise her up again. The end of everything is dead. And when I made that statement, everybody maintained. Do you know why? I know where I belong. I knew where I belong. What statement do I tell you that time? Say, God said he will save all my children. Not even all. And I agree with that. I heard that voice at the throne room. And I know that one word settles the matter. Listen to me again and again. If there is anything in your body that makes your body to be on ease, is there anything in your body system that is called sickness, that is called disease, that is called bacteria, that is called viruses, Now, I declare them dead. In the name of Jesus.
What is he saying? Say, what is he? Has he experienced it?
We are all here. We are all here. And I want to introduce to that substance. How to appropriate that great substance. It doesn't matter whether you are a male or female, but you can appropriate that. Do you understand my point?
As the boy is sleeping, just allow him to sleep over. Very, very well. He will share the vision with you when he reaches out.
Exodus 34, verse 28 and 29. And Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Verse 29. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with God. The anointing has graduated from his inside. He has shown in his face. The anointing of God has graduated from inside now. He has it felt in his body, in his face. He did not know. And the children of God look at him. They say, oh God, we can't look at your face. We are scared. And I said, what could cause it? He was with God, communing with God, and he witnessed that the skin of his face shone. Do you remember the transgression? Jesus prayed. What happened? Everything changed. He told the praying in the Holy Ghost for what God placed in your heart to affect your body. That Moses will not, that the skin of his face shone. My goodness. No wonder. At the age of 120 years, his eyes was not dim. His natural force was not about it. Because something. That anointing will touch every aspect of your body tonight. I say that anointing, that substance, that holy substance will touch your body system. It will not. I say, God. He's still there. Something must happen. I must have an evidence. I say, what is this? Very great. Very wonderful. I love people very well, but I need to tell them the truth. You have not experienced God enough. That's why some things are happening. When you dear and experiencing enough, there are things that will not happen again. No. I made this sentence. Do you remember that woman when we went to be there for a meeting? How many years of mental issue? Don't know how many years, more than 12 years. Anytime he went to buy drugs, they would ask the woman, where is your chemist? Say, no, I don't have a chemist. You are the one taking all these things. But the anointing. The anointing. Within a second. Everything disappears. Guy. That same anointing is still here. That same anointing is still alive. That same anointing is still active. And it will be active in your life. I say it will be active in your life. that Moses will know that the sin of his face.
Sure. He was still thinking that it's an ordinary man. But something has altered him. He was thinking that it's an ordinary person.
Remember the other woman as well? After being prayed for. 2 months later, I said, sir, I'm seeing blood. I said, man,
I'm seeing baby. Because blood and baby began with BB. And 7 months later, just a bouncy baby girl.
Less than 1 year and 9 months,
a boy came.
Less than 2 years,
another girl came. He said, sir, let me pray to your God, it's enough.
Listen to me,
whatever you are passing through, it's only waiting for the anointing. You see blood, and you are looking for a baby. He only shows you a sign. Baby is coming, and you say blood. Why not turn that blood to baby?
Eh?
Don't worry, we are there. Someone so close to me, look at my face. Face the other day, look at one of the eyes. He said, this eye didn't open well. I say, yes, thank God that this one didn't open well. But do you remember the two were even blind before?
Eh?
I'm staying with the two. He said, but it didn't open the way the other one opened. Can't you thank God that it even opened?
But when I was born, it was the two closed. Eh? My mother said, he said only one thing. Do you know what he said? He said, Lord, when I was looking for a boy, I didn't ask you for a blind boy.
Ah!
Kai! And the enemy of ours, I begin to mock her.
Yes, we know. At the old age, he still has his child. But that child is what?
He's blind.
It's as if God was waiting for that mockery. Few weeks later, the eyes now open. What happened to the mocker? They changed their name. They changed their song.
Every mocker of your life, as a result of what you are passing through right now, now,
there are songs it changes towards your life. The eyes, you see this one, they need open way. Can't you thank God that it's not open? But I'm seeing everything with it. Do you understand my point?
Eh?
Do you hear what I said? Is there any problem that is going on that?
Eh? Can any medical doctor explain that?
A child was born blind. It's for the glory of God. What you are passing through is for God's glory to be made manifest.
I want you to be telling yourself right now that what I'm passing through now is for the glory of God to be manifest.
Yes.
We have been attacked several times. It's not new.
When the attack comes, glory comes. When the attack comes, glory comes out.
It's like that. I rejoice in attack every life, brother Paul said. I rejoice in my infirmity. When I am weak,
I am strong. He comes every day. And I welcome him. The other time, they boggled me out of this place. Do you remember that day? You called me. They put me inside there, they drove to the house. I said, when I land, I said, just push me into that prayer room. Push me there and lock the door and go your way. I said, you mean it? I said, push me there. I know the atmosphere. They push me there. They push me there. Shivering like this. And I enter. The following evening, we were talking where everything has disappeared. There is no trouble that will not disappear in God's presence.
I'm charging you with this. Because your faith has to firstly, what God can do. There is no trouble that arrives at his presence that will not disappear. Now, what are your own issues? How many times? Permitting blood. The thought is finished. See him here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever dangerous thing that Satan has deposited into your life, into your blood, into your bones, into your marrow, by reason of this anointing, I declare them destroyed. I say, push me there. Just push me there. Two of them, push me there. I lock the door. And I announce, we are here now. Let's know who is the master. We are here now. You know, there are things that when it happens, sometimes you'll be afraid. I was preaching in Abuja one day. I said, I wish. I wanted to pray for 1 6 months. I said, I wish that God will just take away what is on you and put on me and let you go. And it was so. Can you see the trouble? Oh, what the man was feeling. Jump on me. And the man left. Never say thank you. Ha! It took me 3 days. 3 good days. I think you have come. Here is not your dwelling place. It is written. The anointing destroys yokes. It lifts up bodies. Sorry, oh, it's not an easy thing. The man went. He never said thank you. Ha! They will say, ah, Shebi is a preacher. Why is he a sickler? No. There are places where sickness touches. He dies. I'm sharing this with you today because it has happened and it has gone. The reason why it is written in the word of God that it shall come to pass, it is because it came so that it can pass. So that trouble comes to you so that it can pass. I said that disease comes to you so that it can pass. I'm fasting tonight in the name of Jesus. I say it's passing tonight in the name of Jesus. I say it's leaving your body in the name of Jesus. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. And the yoke shall be, hear this, every yoke of sickness and disease in your body, by reason of the anointing, I declare them destroyed now. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. How did this anointing manifest? Keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Don't stop it. As you keep praying in the Holy Ghost, keep meditating on the Word of God. I bet with you, it will surely go back to where it comes from. I said it again. Any preacher that preaches about divine healing and is taking drugs, it does not work preaching it. Don't preach what you don't practice. Jesus is, has he healed you? Don't deceive people. If he has worked for you, you cannot tell others. I am sure what I'm telling you. It has worked for me several times. Do you understand my point? Eh? One of these shall tell you the other, they say he's bringing out it. And so what? I never read in the Bible that when the child is bringing out it, he has to be sick. And it is written, I shall be saved, me and my household. I said the anointing of God upon my life covers you. In the name of Jesus. That was all. The teeth come out and the boy was well. There are things we carry from outside and begin to war with them. The question is that who gave you that message? That when the child is growing teeth, he has to be sick. Is that who gave you that message? Where do you get that message from? The word of God. Do you understand my point? In the presence of God, he never said that. In fact, the tree that was removed was replaced. That anointing is so powerful. I want us to pray. Because tonight is your night. I say tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. If there is anything that our brethren have learned from me, they have seen and observed, is that that house is a forbidden place for drugs. That house is a forbidden place for drugs. In fact, if we bring drugs and cross the gate and enter, that drug spoils. Do you remember several years ago when my mother-in-law came? You understand the point? You know the story? Everywhere was funny. She carried enough like this. I said, Mama, as you see this thing you carry, come. You see this drug that you carry and come. Just tie it. Put it in your bag. You will carry it, go back to where you bring it from. But as far as this house is concerned, you will not take it here and you will be where. And I was so minister to her the following day. The Holy Ghost said, tell her to forgive everyone that offended her. I said, Mama, this is what the Lord said. Right there. That was all. In the name of Jesus, you are set free. A fair woman with blah blah spot in her body. Less than 3 weeks, everything clear up. When she go back to her place, they say, what medicine do you take? She said, I didn't take any medicine. The anointing. Clear it. In this land. He said, the drug I carry go see, I carry come. And we are telling you what we are practicing. So if you are here tonight, and you are sick in your body, and you are praying, and the sickness refuses to go, ask, is there anybody I am putting in my heart? Is there anyone that I say, I will not let go? Is there anyone I say, he has offended and I will not forgive? Release that person now. And ask for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to rest upon you. And that yoke shall be destroyed right now. That was all. Because the major hindrance to any prayer is unforgiveness. If that one will be done, now, as you are sitting down, before you begin to pray, you just touch if there is anyone like that. Because your money is not to be invested on drugs. Your money is to be investing on something great, something wonderful, something marvelous. Are we ready? How many of you are blessed already? It shall come to pass in that day that the body shall be lifted off his shoulder, and the yoke off his neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. A thing that must leave tonight. Yes. You have already entered. You have entered. I am challenging that thing that challenged your life. Under this altar tonight. He said, the stranger will hear my voice.
Yes.
And run out of their hidden places. Yes. Everything whatsoever that is not of God in your body system.
Yes.
I declare them living now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
has been deposited into your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by reason of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I declare that people dead forever.
Amen. Amen.
Ah.
Hey.
When a weak person gets to God's presence,
yes, he became strong.
When a sick person gets to God's presence,
he becomes sick.
When a frustrated and depressed person goes to God's presence,
the broken hearted are healed.
Every broken heart, every depression in your life, in your mind, I declare them terminated in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh.
Soup is about to spoil.
Yes.
They put it on fire. As the fire begins to quicken.
Yes.
The fire begins to boil.
Yes.
Every rottenness begins to terminate. Right now.
In the name.
Every rottenness. In your bone. In your blood. In your muscle. In your marrow. In your kidney. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare them living now.
Amen.
I declare them living now.
Amen.
Tonight is
tonight.
Tonight is tonight.
Amen.
I said tonight is tonight.
Amen.
Kabarato soko.
Wow. They rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I call, I will arise. When I seek in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Therefore, tonight, to every darkness situation of your life, to every darkness situation, I declare light. I declare the light of God.
Yeah.
Can we please lift our hands, whatever you want. That same anointing,
yes,
that lifted up body from the shoulder, that lifted up yoke from men. That same anointing that destroy you,
yes,
is coming upon you right now.
Amen.
Yes.
Unclean spirit in that life, yes, I challenge you, yes, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes. And I command you to live that life.
Amen.
Live now.
Amen.
Live now.
Amen.
And never return anymore.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let the anointing be released.
Amen.
Let it be released.
Amen.
Upon every individual.
Amen.
Upon every life.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And the work that only He can do.
Yes.
They will do it.
Amen.
In your body.
Amen.
In your mind.
Amen.
In your soul.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You unclean spirit of blindness, I challenge you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And I command you to live.
Amen.
I decree now.
Amen.
Every blind eye here.
Yes.
Amen.
Be hopeful.
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 Amen.
In the name.
Amen.
Any part of your body that needs restoration?
Yes.
Right now, receive the restoration.
Amen.
In the work of your hands, receive restoration.
Amen.
In the work of your hand, receive fruitfulness.
Amen.
You have been frustrated. It is time,
yes,
for God to glorify you.
Amen.
That frustration is turning to glorification.
Amen.
That frustration is turning to glorification.
Amen.
That frustration is turning to glorification.
Amen. Amen.
Frustration in business?
Yes.
Frustration in marriage?
Yes, yes.
Frustration in politics? Frustration in career?
House.
Now, that frustration is turning to glorification in the name of
Jesus.
And the yoke?
Yes.
Shall be destroyed.
I'll leave us to
serve. Because
of the anointing.
Now, listen to me. Whatever is here to be located, to be mentioned in this meeting, whatever case that is yet to be mentioned, the Holy Ghost will locate that case.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost will locate your case.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost will locate your case.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
As I have encountered the fire of God,
Jarabu Shaka,
that fire will never stop.
Amen.
The fire shall ever be burning.
Mm.
upon the altar.
Yes.
Amen.
It shall never go out.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hear this to someone. Affliction of sickness and disease will not rise the second time.
Amen.
Amen.
Affliction of frustration will not rise again.
Amen.
Affliction of disappointment will not rise the second time.
Amen.
That fibroid right now, yes. I declare, let that fibroid melt away.
Amen.
That uncontrollable bleeding. That uncontrollable bleeding is ending now.
Amen.
It's ending now.
Amen.
Today is your day.
Amen.
This is your day.
Amen.
This is your day.
Amen.
This is your day.
Amen.
I hear God's fruitfulness.
Amen.
You shall be fruitful.
Amen.
Who tell you will not give up?
Hmm.
It's not true.
Yes.
Receive your fruitfulness now.
Amen.
You minister to your people now in the next single day. You minister to them as the Spirit lead you.
Because tonight is called an encounter with fire.
Okay.
Tonight is called an encounter with fire. Tonight is called an encounter with fire. As we are rolling here, that affliction will not rise the second time.
Amen.
As we are rolling here, I hear God say, this day, the goal, the affliction, the reproach,
it's rolling away.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Ah, oh my God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hear this. As we are standing here, a person, that invisible object has been walking in your life, moving in your life. That invisible object is gone out now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My goodness.
Hey.
Encounter with fire.
Yes.
Wherever fire burns.
Yes.
Something happened. Something happened.
Yes.
Something happened.
Amen.
Wherever the fire burns.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yes.
Whatever becomes a mockery in your life, lift up your hand. Oh my God.
Trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following number for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.